Hi, and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy course on creating games with Project Spark. This is Module 5, Sharing Your Game. I'm Stephen Howell, and in this section, you've done a lot of hard work already. You've created your game, you've made your characters, you've made an amazing world. The game is a lot of fun to play, but you need to go to the final step, which is saving your game and then sharing your game. Now, you might say, well, maybe your game's not ready to share, and that's okay, but you should still save it, and then eventually when you're finally happy to share it with your friends, you can share it, and you know, other people will be able to discover and play your game, and that's a good thing, because when you create something, you should share it and let people see how good it is. So our agenda today is how you can save and share levels. And although a lot of people skip this bit, you really shouldn't, adding a description, because it can be hard to find your level when there's so many levels out there. People are creating so many levels all the time. You can save a couple of different levels, and you don't want to be in a situation where you can't find them to share them with your friends. So I think you'll find this section is straightforward enough, but because Project Spark saves the work you're working on the cloud automatically, some people forget to save a very complex game and they create a new one and then they lose the old one. So remember, when you've spent a lot of time working on something, always remember to save, especially if you intend to share it. So let's have a look at how we save and share our levels now. So here in Project Spark, I want to create a game and then save it and then share it. So to do that, I first go into the Create menu and I'm going to select this time World Wizard. And when I select World Wizard, it'll help me create the game very fast. So it gives me a number of options. I can go with flat, mountains, or rivers. So I'm going to go with rivers this time. And I can go with the Arctic, or I can go with an empty world or a forest. I'm going to go with the forest world. I'm going to select morning time, and it'll create sort of automatically the entire world with the trees and everything else added in. This will save me a lot of time. And it asks me where I want to create my character. Now, am I going to be a squirrel or maybe a rabbit? Am I going to be a woodland peasant male, or a ranger female, or a goblin scavenger? Maybe I'm going to be a knight, or a yeti, he looks a bit out of place in the woods, or a goblin bruiser. So I'm going to select female druid here. And where does the hero start? Now I can place the hero anywhere. This is a good spot here. We confirm this spot. And it could be different types of control. I'm going to go with Land Creator. And it lets me create the game and I can test it out. I can run, I can jump, I can press B, and you'll notice that there's nothing mapped to B, so maybe I'll do that. And I can press Y and I can throw my fireballs. And watch what happens when I pull the right shoulder button. You'll notice that different things happen to the ground. I'm changing the texture pattern of the ground. And you'll notice when I pull the right trigger, I'm able to create landscape to run on. So I can actually jump and, while pulling the right trigger, and create a column to stand on and run over and jump up onto this tree. So that's an interesting game dynamic. Now, I could go and create lots more things, but I think I'll do that later on. Right now, I've done enough, and I want to save and share this level. So I select the menu, and I select Edit. And I can go and change things now. I can go in at any point and add monsters and do all the things I want to do in my game, but right now I'm going to press the menu key and I'm going to select Save. So when I go into Save, I have a number of options. I can save to save this game, save as to give it a new name, save and share and give it a name, a description and a screenshot. I'm going to give it a name, and I'm going to change the name. To be land. I better delete the enter a title bit first by pressing the backspace, and land creator druid. And I can give a description, but I don't have a detailed description. I'm going to write pull right trigger to create land. Now I can add tags, and tags are what you can use to help people find your level. So you'll see that there's lots of different tags have been created, and we can look through the different tags. There might be a land creator one. Let's see. I don't see a land creator one. I thought there might be. And we can see that there's quite a lot of different things. Let's look for D for Druid. I don't see a Druid, but it's not a difficult game, so I won't use the difficult tag. And you can see that there's action, adventure, and action, but I don't have action in mine yet. Right now I think artistic is the closest, because you're creating new landscapes. So that's one tag I'll use. So I click save now, and it'll connect to Project Spark, and that's where all the levels and games made live on the cloud. And I don't have to have store these just on my computer. These are actually stored online for me, and they're private and protected to me unless I decide to share them. So now I've saved my level, and I'm going back into save, and I want to say save and share. Now I have saved it, and you can see it says Land Creator Druid by S.R. Howell, pull RT to create land. But I click save and share now, and it'll now say, well, I've already used one slot on my upload slots, and this is user generated content upload slots. So I've used up one, but I have five, so I'm going to select new, and it's going to connect to the Project Spark service, and it's going to upload my level, and then other people can go in and find my level and download it, and if they like it, they might give it a thumbs up, and if they don't like it, they might give it a thumbs down. But that's okay, because that's how our levels work. What we're doing here is sharing the games we've made, and people might play them and get ideas. People might play them and see new ways of doing things. So now my level is shared. So when I come back out, I'm going to exit completely from this, and I've already saved and exit and shared, saved and shared. And when I press menu now, I can see the levels which I've published. So it will sync these levels, and we'll see the different levels I've published. Now, remember that your levels are private unless you share them. So when you share a level, people will be able to go in and see it. So you can see the two I've published there, the Land Creator Druid, which I made a minute ago, and the Open the Treasure Chest game, which I made 18 hours ago. So you can see there the two levels that are published, and other people will be able to see them, and other people will be able to comment on them and give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I'll be able to see how many people have downloaded and played my level. I can see that one person has played Open the Treasure Chest. That's not me. So you could actually go in, if you're watching this, and if these levels are still shared, you could download these levels and play them, even though I made them here in Ireland. Wherever you are in the world, you could actually go in and play those, and I think that's very cool. If you play a level you really like, you'll be asked when you come out to give it the thumbs up or a thumbs down, and you really should, because it's great to get feedback on the games you made, and it's nice to give feedback to your friends. I think that the ability to share your levels is very, very important. I've said before, it's great to be able to make a game, but it's a lot of fun to actually play games other people have made, and the best fun is when they play your games. So that's how we save and add a description and share a level in Project Spark. We're going to go on to our final module now, which is module 6, and it's all about the marketplace. I hope you'll join me.